Well, let's check high school softball first from last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference. Atlantic posting a big win last night, a 4-1 victory over Lewis Central. Allie Anderson allowed just two hits and struck out nine last night to help out in the circle, while Brooke Newell had a big night at the plate with a two-run homer and a couple of doubles. Atlantic 4-1 over Lewis Central last night. Also in Hawkeye 10 softball, Shenandoah beat Clarinda 8-3. It was St. Albert over Harlan 13-8. Creston 11-1 over Red Oak, and Kemper Catholic beat Denison 7-2. In the Western Iowa Conference softball tournament, it was Audubon over Tri-Center 16-12. Logan Magnolia downing Audubon 12-0. Missouri Valley defeats AHSTW 11-0. Griswold over Underwood 8-6. IKM Manning topping Griswold 10-0. And Trainer beat Riverside 11-6 last night. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Arweva beat South Central Calhoun 9-0. In the Corner Conference, Stanton over Thomas Jefferson 5-3. Sydney edging West Harrison 1-0. Essex 17-2 over Nishnabotna. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Bedford over East Union 10-9. Nottoway Valley beat Southwest Valley 18-0. Lenox over Mount Air 8-6 in girls softball last night. In boys baseball play last night, the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Lewis Central defeating Atlantic by a final of 7-1. Creston over Red Oak 13-0. Harlan got by St. Albert 2-0. Shenandoah beat Clarinda 20-7. And it was Kemper Catholic over Denison 12-2. Also, Thomas Jefferson beat Glenwood 6-3 last night. In the Western Iowa Conference, Trainer beat Des Moines Christian 3-2. Central Decatur downing Underwood 10-1. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Cam over Orient Maxburg 12-2. West Harrison beat Bowyer Valley 6-5. Coon Rapids Bayard topping Panorama 6-2. South Central Calhoun a 4-1 winner over Arweva last night. Also in baseball, from the Corner Conference, Nishnabotna beating Essex 9-0. Fremont Mills over Logan Magnolia 4-1. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Nottoway Valley beat Southwest Valley 12-2. And it was Lennox outlasting Mount Air in 8 innings by a final of 8-7. O'Connor Owings' bloop RBI single sparked a 3-run 8th inning, and Coastal Carolina beat Arizona 5-4 last night, and that sends the College World Series finals to the distance. They'll go to a deciding Game 3. Mike Morrison was sensational in his first start of the season, helping the Chanticleers rebound from a 3-0 loss to the Wildcats in the opener. Those two teams will meet again tonight in Omaha to decide the national championship. Owings was batting 125, just 3-for-24 in the College World Series when he stepped to the plate against Cameron Ming in the 8th inning. The Big South Player of the Year fought off a high inside pitch, sending it into short left field, and that drove in Anthony Marks from second base with the go-ahead run as the Chanticleers went on to the victory. Coastal Carolina and Arizona will duke it out tonight for the championship. Just about everybody in the Cardinals lineup drove in a run last night. Michael Wacha was good enough on the mound, and St. Louis held off the Kansas City Royals 8-4 last evening to even their four-game, two-city series. Wacha allowed four runs over six innings, but considering he served up nine hits and three walks, it could have been much worse. It was his second straight win after dropping seven consecutive decisions. His bullpen nearly gave it away as Sangwon Oh loaded the bases with one out in the ninth inning before getting pinch hitter Alex Gordon to pop out and inducing Eric Hosmer into a routine fielder's choice. Yordano Ventura allowed seven runs on seven hits, three walks, and a hit batter in 5 1/3 innings for the Royals last night. In other interleague action yesterday in Major League Baseball, Detroit beat Miami 7-5, Cleveland downing Atlanta 5-3, Toronto outscored Colorado 14-9. It was Seattle beating Pittsburgh 5-2, Baltimore downing San Diego 11-7, and Oakland outscored San Francisco 13-11. In the American League, Texas over the New York Yankees 7-1, Boston beat Tampa Bay 8-2, Minnesota winner over the Chicago White Sox 4-0, and Houston beat the LA Angels 7-1. In the National League, Washington over the New York Mets 5-0, the Chicago Cubs beat Cincinnati in 15 innings 7-2, the Dodgers over Milwaukee 6-5, and Philadelphia beat Arizona by a final of 4-3. Well, the St. Louis Cardinals have activated catcher Brian Peña from the disabled list and designated Eric Fryer for assignment. Peña has been out all season after having surgery on his left knee. The veteran signed a $5 million two-year deal to back up Yadier Molina and give the seven-time All-Star more rest. Peña, who can also play first base, spent the past two seasons in Cincinnati. The career 260 hitter has also spent time with the Tigers and the Royals after beginning his career with the Atlanta Braves. Fryer hit 368 while driving in five runs in parts of 24 games this season. Dodgers ace Clayton Kershaw is returning to Los Angeles for tests on his sore back. It's been bothering him for a few weeks. Manager Dave Roberts says he's still hopeful that Kershaw could make his next scheduled start Friday night at Dodger Stadium against Colorado. The three-time National League Cy Young winner is 11-2 with a 1.79 ERA this season. He lost his last start on Sunday in Pittsburgh, giving up 4 runs and 9 hits over 6 innings. Mets pitcher Steven Matz has a bone spur in his left elbow and will have his next start pushed back from today to Thursday. Mets GM Sandy Alderson says the 25-year-old lefty will continue pitching through the bone spur because doctors have assured the team that he cannot do any more damage to it. The Washington Nationals say an MRI performed Monday has confirmed that their diagnosis that pitcher Steven Strasburg has an upper back strain. The 27-year-old right-hander was scratched from his last 2 starts after opening the season 10-0 with a 2.9 earned run average. The Minnesota Twins right-hander Phil Hughes will undergo season-ending shoulder surgery next week. Hughes already was expected to be out until early August after suffering a fractured femur when he was hit by a line drive on June 9th. Another star from the London Olympics has flopped at the U.S. swimming trials. This time it was Missy Franklin, missing out on a chance to defend her title in the 100-meter backstroke. The 21-year-old Franklin finished 7th in the final last night, more than a second behind the winner, Olivia Smoliga. It was a stunning fall for the swimmer, who captured 4 golds and a bronze in 2012, though not totally surprising given her recent performances. Franklin has struggled since turning pro last summer and barely qualified for the final, forcing her to swim in the undesirable first lane. Ryan Lochte, another of America's greatest swimmers, missed out in his first 2 individual events as well. Slowed by a groin injury, he finished 4th in the 200 freestyle. Well, Jason Day isn't going to the Olympics because of the Zika virus, costing golf its number one player as it returns from a century-long absence at the Games. Ireland's Shane Lowry has also bowed out for the same reason. The two join a growing list of golfers who are passing up the Olympics due to Zika concerns. 4-time major champion Rory McIlroy said last week that Zika will keep him from competing in Rio de Janeiro. The chief organizer of the Rio de Janeiro Olympics says security is his top concern, well ahead of the Zika virus. Sidney Levy says keeping athletes and visitors safe from terrorism and other crime is his number one top priority. He called the biggest fear lone wolf attackers. The plan is to have 85,000 security personnel on the streets. Levy said the 2013 visit of Pope Francis and the 2014 World Cup were tests for Brazil. A defending champ Serena Williams stumbled in her first-round match at Wimbledon as she seeks her 22nd Grand Slam singles title. Williams delivered 5 double faults and faced 5 break points during an uneven 6-2 and 6-4 victory over her first-round opponent. The 6-time Wimbledon champion joins 6th-seeded Roberta Vinci and number 13 Svetlana Kuznetsova in round 2. Second seed Andy Murray cruised to a straight sets win over his opponent. It was the first all-British men's match at Wimbledon in 15 years. 4th-seeded Stan Wawrinka was extended to a 4th set before he subdued American teenager Taylor Fritz in first-round action. Rain cut short the day 2 schedule, forcing the suspension or postponement of 31 matches. None of the seeded players were ousted on Tuesday. Top-ranked Novak Djokovic and number 3 Roger Federer are part of today's Wimbledon schedule. Second seed Garbine Muguruza and number 3 Agnieszka Radwanska highlight the women's part of today's slate. In golf news, Billy Hurley III is passing up the chance to play in the British Open next month because his sister is getting married that weekend. The 34-year-old former naval officer earned a trip to Royal Troon by winning the Quicken Loans National near Washington last week after entering the tournament as the world's 607th-ranked golfer. Hurley's first tournament title also qualified him for the upcoming PGA Championship and for the Masters next April. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.